Let's go more into this. As the manager, the theory's always great. You read the books, Bob. I'm sure you've done that as well. What's been the best advice you've given or received in terms of seventh game, in terms of the big pressure games, in terms of getting your guys to enjoy it, as Bill Adams just talked about?
Well, you know, I was the bench coach in Arizona in 01 when we had a seventh game against the Yankees and ended up winning. So, really, you don't have to get anybody up for those games. You know, you're going to go out there for the seventh game, and the adrenaline's going to be there and so forth. It's the focus and getting into the flow of the game that's important. You know, a lot of times early in the game, you can take yourself out of it because of all the other, you know, things going on and so forth. It's getting into your normal routine of the game that's very important. And a lot of times the teams that do that earlier in the game are the teams that are going to be more consistent as the game goes along. So, you know, there's nothing like a seventh game. I remember, I played in a seventh game of the National League Championship Series against St. Louis, and Joe Morgan, who was doing the game, who I knew a little bit, was, you know, while we were stretching, was walking around telling us, hey, guys, there's nothing like a seventh game. You can't explain it, but there is nothing like Game 7. These guys are going to feel it tonight, and, you know, the emotion and everything goes along, the urgency and so forth. It's a one-of-a-kind feeling, and, you know, both teams, I'm sure, are very excited about going through it tonight.